The Gemara on top of Heyamud Aleph begins with a question. It's almost a strange question. It says, "Azhar legasei ruach minayin." Where do we know that gasei ruach, that there's an azhara, there's a warning in the Torah that you're not allowed to be haughty? So what the Gemara is after is not necessarily clear. I mean, it's found throughout Navi. It's something that we've seen before, and the assumption is that generally when we're looking for an azhara, that is means that there's malchus involved here. We're looking to find out whether there's onesh or malchus, but here we know that gasei ruach does not receive malchus, but the punishment is bidei shemayim, as we've seen before, din hashel gehenim. So if that's the case, maybe we have to say that ein onesh min hashemayim achizaru. Maybe that's the Gemara's after here, that the onesh min hashemayim and din hashel gehenim for the gasei ruach, where's the warning? How do we know that the Torah has warned us against such behavior? So Amar Rav Amar Ziri says, Shim'u v'hazinu al tigvo. Right? Listen carefully, right? Listen, pay attention, and do not become haughty. Do not raise yourself up. Nachman bar Yitzchok amar mehoch. From here, in Sefer Devarim, v'ram levavecha v'shachachto. Right, it says in Sefer Devarim that you will ram levavecha, after things go well for you and everything is going good, your heart will be raised up, lifted up, and you will forget. Hashem Elokecha Kiftiv. And so how do you know that forgetting is problematic? Because it says, Yisamar Lecha Pentishkach Hashem Elokecha. Be careful and make sure you don't forget Hashem, your God. Uchid Rav Avin Amar Rav Eloi, Amar Rav Avin Amar Rav Eloi, Komakom Shemar Hishamer. Pen Va'al Eino Belo Taseh. Those lashonos are negative lashonot that imply do not do this, or they are lavin, right? They're a negative precept. So therefore, do not forget Hashem, your God. And before that, it says when you become haughty, Ram Valecha V'shachachta Hashem Valecha, that you will forget Hashem. So this is a warning not to forget Hashem, which is caused by Ram Levavecha. Torah Shav Avira. So Rav Avira learned, Zimna Amar Lamish Meid Rav Asi, Zimna Amar Lamish Meid Rav Ami. Kol Adam, She'esh Bo Gassu Taruach, L'Sof Mitmaet. Person who has within them the Gassu Taruach, and they end up being shrunk. Shneimar, Romu Ma'at. Right, so the pasuk in context is that does not mean what we're darshaning from it, but it's a remark that you'll be slightly elevated. That's really what the pasuk means. But here the Gemara is darshaning Romu, if those that are high, Ma'at, will be reduced. So Vishema Tomar Yishna Ba'olam, so you would think that, alright, so as long as, you know, maybe he will be knocked down, but he'll still be around. Tamalomar Ve'enenu, the pasuk in Sinhinison says he will no longer be there, meaning that he'll be wiped out from the earth. If he comes back, does tshuva nesap bizmano, then he will not die early. Like Abraham Avinu, shenemar, because the pasuk continues, v'humchu kakol yikaftzun, right, that they will be crushed. Right, kakol yikaftzun, they will be swept away, like kakol yikaftzun, like all of them, they'll be swept away. So now, the Gemara is going to interpret the word kakol. What does it mean that they will be swept away, or they'll be, you know, they will end up like the kakol, like all of them? Who is the kol? Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Dichtibu, Bakol Mi Kol. And so, like Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's written about them, Kakol Mi Kol. This is the source for what we say in benching, right? That the Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are blessed, Bakol Mi Kol. That's the bracha that's associated with each one of them. So here, a person who is haughty, right? Someone who is Megasei Ruach, Meat, he'll be knocked down, and not only will he be knocked down, but he'll be, right, his life will be shortened, meaning that he'll be eliminated from the world. But if he does tshuva, then what? And he acts like Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, that despite the fact that they were blessed with kol, right, that they were still had humility and they were still humble, right? So if this person does tshuva and acts like that, then he will also be blessed that he will live adzmano, that he will live out the duration of his life. So now, what's the Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov the bracha lakomi koko? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi gives you the psukim that are associated with each one. Right? So if you look in the narrow lines of Rashi, it's the narrow top line of the narrow lines of Rashi. Abraham ketiv beiv Hashem beirachet Abraham bakol. That's the easiest one. Yitzchak ketiv beiv Yitzchak is written about him beuchel mikol, right? That he ate from all the goodies that were brought to him. Yaakov kiv divay ki chanani elukim b'cheish likol. When he meets Esav, and Esav is trying to encourage him either to take the gift back or to accompany him, he says, Yaakov says, I have b'cheish likol. I have everything that I need. So all of these are a use of the term kol in a sense of bracha, in a sense of plentiful and having all. And that's what the Rashi brings down, and we see in other places that the kol, last some people wanted to suggest that the bracha of kol was the bracha when Yaakov was running away from Esav, and he stops at Beit El by the has the chalom alayla by the sulam. It says because it's in li aser asven alach. That some people say that that's the kol over there. That kol is not the kol of bracha. That's just a statement that if whatever I get in the future, I will give maisis from. It's not an indication of bracha or having, right, having received or having kol. So therefore, they don't use that bracha. This v'yishli kol is the one. So this is the term. So when we say an invention, that's what we're referencing. When we say, right, talking about the commotion of bracha v'teinu. Avram Yisrael Yaakov Bakol Mikol Kol. Right, these are the brachot of Avram Yisrael and Yaakov that are the three brachot of Kol. That's what we hope that Hashem gives us such a brachot to the Baal HaBayit, gives such a bracha of Bakol Mikol Kol. Vimlav, and if he doesn't do tshuva, Ucherosh Shibolet Imalu, like the head of a stalk, right, he will be snapped off. So, umai chavos shibolet. What is the head of a what does the head of a stock mean? Ruhna Rav Chisda. Ruhna Rav Chisda, disagree what it means. Kadamar ki sasa of the shibolta. It's like the sasa of the shibolta, which is the top of the stalk, which we call the skana shibolet, right? The beard of the shibolet. And it falls off by itself, meaning that when the wind blows, or when it's knocked, that separates from the stalk itself. So that's what it's referring to. It means the actual shibolet. So bishlam of the man ki sasa the shibolet, I nukte uchiro shibolet. Right, the one who says it's the head or the beard of the shibolet, that makes sense when the pasuk refers to it as, excuse me, rosh shibolet, the top of the shibolet, because it's only a portion of the shibolet. Although the man amar ki shibolet atzma, if the rosh shibolet means the entire stalk, then why are, what's the adjective rosh have to do with it if it's the whole stalk? So my uncle rosh shibolet, amar avasi, v'chein tana devei rabbi shmo, mashod la'adam shenichnas betoch sadeu. Person goes into a field, he takes the tallest ones first, meaning that there are some, if you look at the stalks, there's some that sit head and shoulders above the rest. So rosh shibolet means like the higher stalks. The higher stalks are the ones that get knocked down or taken down first. So that would continue along the parallel that these are the gashei aruach, and the gashei aruach are the ones that are knocked down first. I mean, they're the other ones who will take the brunt of the hit. So they are the ones who sit with their heads above the others. They're the ones who are funny, and they will be knocked down. So that's what the mention of rosh shibolet is, because they are the first. Alright, now, let me show you. Right, so the one who is daka, right, the despondent, ushval ruach, there it says Hashem, right, associates himself with the daka ushval ruach, and before that it says he does not associate himself with the rishayim. So the rishayim, who are not daka ushval ruach, are people who are migasei ruach, migasei ruach. Now, this is from, which is what we read, I think, on Yom Kippur. It's October for Shachas and Yom Kippur. Alright, so, but Kaush for Ruach, Ravuna Rav Chista, Chanamar, Ati Daka, Chanamar, Ani Ataka. So the question is that it says over there that Hashem will associate himself with the despondent and the Shval Ruach. How does that happen? Does it happen by an Iti Daka? Hashem elevates the despondent up to him. I mean, that's how he is associated. Hashem is associated with him because he elevates those that are down, right? Or on the other hand, the other hand is, or does Hashem come down to those that are despondent? I mean, who moves in order for Hashem to be associated with the daka? So it says, Mustavro. Again, it makes more sense. And here again, brought down here, we have Rav Huna and Rav Chista who are arguing about the interpretation of a pasuk. We just had it by Rosh Shibolet, and now we're having it by the word et deka, right? Which means that Hashem will be with those that are despondent. How is he with them? Makes more sense according to one who says that Hashem will be with the despondent. Sharia Kodesh Baruch Hu Einiach Kol Harim Ha'Gabod. Hashem did not pick any other mountain except the Har Sinai, right? Below, and when he picked Har Sinai and chose Har Sinai to give the Torah on because it was the most humble or the lowly of the mountains, what did he do? The little gubba Har Sinai lamala, right? That he didn't elevate Har Sinai in order to give the Torah. Right? Rather, Hashem went down right to Har Sinai in order to give the Torah. So same thing by the Dakau Shvaruach. Hashem will be yoreid, Hashem kiilu, right? Obviously this is all bound, but Hashem will come down to be with them rather than elevate them. So now, Amar of Yosef, Lola Milmada Da Mito Midat Kono, Hashem should always, a person should always learn from the way that Hashem, right, acts. We're going to see this at the end of the first paragraph. Sota is very apparent. Gemara speaks about this, that a person should emulate the midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu eniach kol harim v'gva'ot v'shresh kinato al Har Sinai. And Hashem left all the other tall mountains and placed the Shechina on Har Sinai. And so too, a person himself also should be of, right, of humble and of low stature, and should conduct himself in a manner, right, that is not harim hagvaot, but rather like Har Sinai. Some Rabbi Elazar kol adam sheishbo gasuta ruach ra'oi legad'o ki esheira. The person who has gasuta ruach, it's ra'oi to chop him down, cut him down like an esheira. Right, it says right in Yeshayahu, right, right, those that are of tall stature, giduim, were cut down. This is by some time. This is actually what they read, and I'll show you one know this. This is what they read about Torah on the 8th day of Pesach. The Torah for the 8th day of Pesach, with Hassan Kharev. Actually, the people who read of Torah and, on Yom HaTzmaut read the Torah that's associated with the 8th day of Pesach. In Chutz La'aretz, and this would be the Torah that's associated with that. Chtiv HaTorah, it says in the Torah, Vashrehem Tigadeun. So the term Tigadeun and Giduim are used in both places. And so the Akzer Shava teaches you that the Ramea Korah, you have to cut them down like the Ashrehem. Now what's it teaching you? That's what Giduim means. Gidua means to cut off. So what does that mean? That they're like, cut them down like Avodah Zarah. Because the requirement of Avodah Zarah is not only to cut the Avodah Zarah down, but the Shlosh Acharah, right, is to uproot it. Not simply to cut it, but to uproot it in its entirety. So, the same thing here. That Gasus HaRuach, we don't simply cut down Gasus HaRuach, but rather we uproot it in its entirety. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasut HaRuach, Ein Afaro Nina'er. This is a very, very strong statement. Rabbi Elazar says that whoever has Gasus HaRuach, his dirt will not move. What does it mean, his dirt will not move? That means that he is not ra'ui, but Tchiyat HaMeitim. And Gasei HaRuach are excluded from the Tchiyat HaMeitim. Shenemar, Hakitsu V'Ranenu Shochnei Afar. Wake up and celebrate, right? And dance, and sing, Shochnei Afar, those that live in the dirt. So who are the ones who live in the dirt? Those are the, right, those that are dead, right? Those that have passed away. So Kitsu, wake up. V'Ranenu Shochnei Afar, those that are in the ground. So here we're talking about Tchiyat HaMeitim. So now the Gemara makes a deal. There are actually two gersos as to what the deal is here. Right? Our Gemara reads, our Hakam actually brings both the yukim, which is probably not necessary. But here, I'll read them both ways. One is, shochvei afar lo ne'amar. That's what I'm saying. That's our, the gerso. It should read, shochvei afar lo ne'amar, ela shochnei afar. Our Gemara differentiates between shochvei versus shochnei. Right? So if we wanted to talk about people who are buried, it should say those that are sleeping in the dirt. Shochvei afar. The fact that it says shochnei, the ones who live in the afar, right, live in afar, versus shochvei afar, indicates that we're talking about people who live their lives in the afar. What does it mean that they live their lives? Mishinaseh shachin lafar b'chayav. One who is a friend or a neighbor of the dirt during his life. What does it mean? He was a shval ruach. So that's the way you can read it. The other possibility is what Shaul was correcting me, which was that either. So here, the other possibility is that you can read it both. It says shochnei b'afar. Afar. It doesn't say. It could have said if it was talking about those that were that passed away and that were in the ground. It would be shochnei b'afar that are in the ground. I mean, b'afar implies there's dirt above and dirt below. So shochnei b'afar are those that have passed away. But rather, the pasuk says shochnei afar. tell those that live among or on top of the, among the dirt. So who lives among the dirt? It's not the, those that have passed away, but rather those that are alive. Our Gemara has both diyukim. It says shochvei be'afar, which probably wasn't necessary, probably mixing their two gersot about what the change would be, and our Gemara seems to mix both of those together. Alright, it's another member of Rav Elazar. Anybody who has gasut ruach, Hashem already is saying a woe to this person, or eulogizing, or this individual. Shenemar, the gvoa mimerchak yiyeda. That the gvoa, the one who is high up, mimerchak, from far away, yiyeda, will be known. So over here. It seems to indicate that Hashem will see from afar. That which is afar, Hashem will know. But the Gemara is implying here, what does it mean that Hashem will know about this person from afar? Because they are, right, they are gvoim, they are high up, and therefore they're, what's going to happen to them in the end? They're going to be knocked down. So from afar, Hashem already knows, he does, already making it known that this person is on his way down. And that's what Yehda means, that Hashem's knowing of this, or his knowledge of this, means that Hashem already is, right, singing the, or not singing, or making the eulogy, or, right, singing the eulogy of this individual, right, eulogizing this individual, because the outcome is not going to be positive. Darshu Revir, Vitim Rabbi Elazar, Borek, Shalom, Kamidat, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Midat Basar V'dam. Right, so Midat Basar V'dam, right, when it comes to Midat Basar V'dam, Gvoa Ro'et HaGvoa. Right, then somebody, the high, those that are on the heights, see the others that are on the heights. Right, Ve'in Gvoa Ro'et HaShafel. And those that are high up don't see those that are low down. Meaning that they don't look down to see what's going on below them. Hashem's not like this. Hashem was on the heights, sees those that are down below. It says, Kiram Hashem v'shafal yireh. Even though Hashem is mighty and of the great, he still sees those that are low down. And again, this would be an indication of the opposite of Gasei Ruach. Right? Those that are Gasei Ruach, right, that Hashem knocks down. But over here, the shafal yireh, that when one who keeps himself or conducts himself in a manner that is, right, of shafal yireh, that Hashem still pays attention. I mean, Hashem takes care of those that are act appropriately and not like gasei ruach. Amar Rav Chisda, v'itim amar ukva, kol adam sheish bo gasut ruach, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein ani v'hu yecholim ladur ba'olam. It's a very strong statement again. Those who are haughty, Hashem says, they and I cannot live in the world. Shenemar, because it says, right, milashni baseter re'ehu oto atzmit v'ayinayim erachav lev oto lo uchal. So here, the pasuk starts out, right, milashni baseter re'ehu, one who slanders his friend in, right, behind his back, meaning he stands him behind his back, or talks about him behind his back, oto atzmit, him I will cut down. V'ayinayim, this is what we're after, v'ayinayim, the one who is, right, high of eyes, meaning that he's haughty, or chavlevav, and a wide heart, you know, meaning that he's someone who is of a yesei ruach, otol lo'uchal. Him, I cannot, lo'uchal, I cannot deal with. Atikri oto, right, he, el ito lo'uchal. With him, I cannot be. Meaning that Hashem says, we, he and I cannot exist in the same place. We cannot be together. Some people learn that who can Hashem not live with? Those that are speaking Lashon Hara. Because the beginning of the pasuk, which we read, says those that speak Lashon Hara, those that slander, right, behind the back of their friends, Otzmit, I will cut off. So who, Oto, Lo Uchal, right, the Gvayinim Rechavel, Oto Uchal is not just referencing to the Gvayinayim, but also to the Sakre Lashon Hara. Whoever this opinion, the Ikad Matlan of Masakri Lashon Hara, has to agree that it also refers to Gvoa Yinayim and Rechav Leva, because it separates between them in the puzzle. Otherwise, there's no reference to what happens to the Gvoa Yinayim or the Rechav Leva.
The Rechav
Leva. Right. Which I think is right. Shaul, I think, making a very nice point. But also, by definition, that means that he also thinks that the haughtiness is treated in Itzal Lo'uchal, that I can't live with him, but it's also referencing the first half of the pasuk, which is the Misapre Lashon Hara. All right, Amar Rav Alexandri, Ko Adam Sheish Po Gasut HaRuach, Even a small wind will knock him over. Shnema v'harishayim. So this is the pasuk that we were quoting above from we quoted from Yeshayahu and Zion above, right? We talked about that kal shval ruach, and now over here the opposite of that in Yeshayahu and Zion is harishayim peyam nigrash. Those that are wicked, right, will be driven away like the yam. So who are these wicked people? Well, the wicked people are the opposite of what's mentioned earlier in the parak of Yeshayahu, which is a takal shval ruach. So who's the opposite of a takal shval ruach? That is a, right, gasus haruach, someone who is haughty. So those rishayim that are haughty, ki yam nigrash, will be driven away like the sea. Umay yam sheish bo kamar viot, the ocean which is filled with, right, innumerable quantities, volumes of water, ruach kimau karto, yet the wind still, I would call it, okarto messes it up, but meaning that the wind moves it, shifts it, you have waves, you have the wind that moves the water. Dam shein boiler revi'it achat, person is only consisting of one revi'it, right, a revi'is adam, over here, I don't, literally, maybe it has to be revi'is, but at least chazal, kim lehu, the rabbanon, have a mesora, that a person's life is made up of a revi'is adam, that if a person loses it, Revias Dam, that's the Nefesh Adam, and because of that, the requirement of too much oil by Dam is Revias Adam, because that's considered Nefesh Adam. Akol Nefeshot Neit Lo Yavo, and that's where they learn out Ohel by Revias Adam, because Nefesh is a reference to Revias Adam. So over here, Revias Adam, right, is a reference to the Revias of the person, the Nefesh Adam. Akash Kamakama, that the wind can blow him down, because he is Kayam Nigrash, the Rishayim. Those that are Gasei Ruach will be blown away like the ocean. So here we go. This is the Gemara is now taking the other approach, which is, alright, the Gemara says that Gasei Ruach is unacceptable. Alright, so now you would think just be a Shval Ruach, right, and be a humble person. So the Gemara says, well, a Talmud Chacham at least needs to have Shmona v'Shminit, an eighth of an eighth. We need to have a small shemet of Gatzis HaRuach in him, right? Because otherwise, the people will not accept his authority. He won't have the ability to influence or be omed for Kvod HaTorah. You know, it's okay if one is humble in terms of themselves, but if they're humble also when it comes to Kvod HaTorah, right, then the people will not listen to them. They will not be able to, right, give over the Mesorah of the Torah.
Because why should it be for himself? It should be for the Torah.
Right, for the Torah. But it means the person has to conduct himself in a manner that does, right, that has that somewhat of a Gas Zeruch. But here again, it's just a small amount, the Shemitz of Gas Zeruch. I'm Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua. And it crowns him like the right beard of the stalk. I mean, that's again what we said before, that the sasadi shibulta, according to the opinion that says that it's rosh shibulet, or this kind of the beard of the stalk, meaning that it's a crown. It's something that this type of gasa zeruach, it's not something that we look at negatively, but rather gives stature to the Talmud Chacham, which is what we are after. Right? We're after this, that a person has to have a backbone of sorts in order to be able to be the Talmud Chacham. Right? And the Gemara has, in other places, not here, but the famous story about Shaul, right? That Shaul, what was his, Shaul was a super anav. Because he was a super anav, the people were able to push him over and convince him to do things that he wasn't supposed to do. Right? And that's what the Navi says to him, Rosh Shiftei Yisrael Ata, right? That what you think, in Katana Demen Necha, you're such a small person in your own eyes? Rosh Shiftei Yisrael Ata, you're the king. You have to have some backbone, you have to have some, even though you are, that's the right needed to have is humbleness, but when you're put in a position of authority, you have to have a backbone, you have to have some sense of authority. You have to give off an impression of authority, not because of Gasa Ruach, but to take that position. I mean, to make the position be efficacious in the position, you need to have some sort of gasas haruach. So this is again the same thing by Talmud Chacham. Right? Not that we encourage them to behave with gasas haruach, but rather that when they are in a position of authority or a position where they have to give over the Torah, they have to do it in a manner that will be accepted by the people, not simply be rolled over or ignored by the people. Right? I don't think it means with the stick and coming down like in a hard and a harsh manner, but rather the understanding that this is a person of stature and authority, right, and conducts themselves in a proper way, that they then, right, then that their Torah then is part of their Kvod HaTorah, and part of their people's view of Torah will come through their view of this Talmud Chacham.
Culturally, I said, for instance, just as the sasa is intentionally the outer surface of the star, so too by tamachachon, that horniyah should only be on the outside, just in order to have the influence over people that he's supposed to have, but it should not really be on the inside.
Very nice, mm-hmm. Very nice. Thank you. Amar Chizkiya. Amar Chizkiya. Ain tefila toshal adam nishmat unless he may sinly boke basar. Person, the tefila of a person is not accepted unless they. Should I skip something? Okay, tell me please. I put my finger down.
Actually.
Amar Rabba. Amar Rabba. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Amar Rabba. B'shamta the ispe u b'shamta the lespe. We're going to put in. We'll be minada. Right. We'll put excommunicate someone who has that's a ruach. But we'll also excommunicate someone who does not have Gassas Ruach. So this is the implication again by the Talmud Chacham, that it's appropriate for the Talmud Chacham to have some Gassas Ruach. If he is Mikasei HaRuach, then it's an inappropriate behavior. But if he has no Gassas Ruach, then he's also what? Then he's Pogea B'Tvod HaTorah. If he's Pogea B'Tvod HaTorah, that's also inappropriate. So he has to know how to have that measured amount of Gassas Ruach. Arab next to Yaakov Bar Yitzchak, Lo Mina V'Lo Miklata. So Nachman Yisra says, I don't want it. Or any of it, meaning that the kasas haruach are so dangerous that we need to separate ourselves totally from it. Right? Misutar, right? Is it so simple? Meaning, is it so small? Dichtibe tovat Hashem kol gvalev. That is, abomination of Hashem, all those that are haughty. So meaning again, that you can't, I mean that if you're going to say, let's have a little kasas haruach, this ain't such a simple thing. Hashem despises valev, and therefore it's such a rotten midah that it's not even worth having any of it. And I guess this is his response to those that said that a Talmud Chacham might have some kasas haruach. He said that it's such a dangerous and abominable right, midah that we are toivah, that's associated with, we don't want any of it. And again, that the idea that when we talk about the Shvil HaZahav, right, when the Rambam talks about midot that have to be in the middle range, that you always try to balance between different forces, like whether a person's miserly or a person that is throws away all his money, right? We always try to have a balance between them, and that the Shvil HaZahav, that golden path that balances different midot. There's certain midot that are not that way. And there's a kafs, for instance, anger. And the other one here, the husband is gassi haruach, here, which we're seeing that the amorei
from the same place.
Right. If you feel gassi haruach, if you feel justified. So, right, very good, right. Kassas are compared to, and the Gwaran Shabbos is compared to Avodah Zarah, very good, so same parallels. These are takes of midot where we don't say Shvilazah, we don't say take the middle route, but we say that the person should be over to the extreme of not having kass at all and not having Megasei Ruach, right? The Igeres HaRamban, the focus of the Igeres HaRamban that read every day is all about, right, the beginning part is not about not getting angry. Getting angry is a midah that is destructive and ruins a person. If a person is not angry, then if he conducts himself in a manner that doesn't get angry, then he'll be able to elevate himself, become that tremendous midot as a Gerut Ramban. And again, in this idea of Shulah Zahav, the midot that we talk about, this kas and kasei ruach, and the midot that we don't encourage to take a middle ground with, we take an approach of don't have any, either don't have any at all, or to the extreme of having just a small amount of these issues. Alright, person's feel is not only listened to if he places his heart like basar, like flesh. Shnamar, but how do we know this? This is the end of right, Yeshaya. It's the Haftorah that we read for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So here we have a lot of these, I'm coming across a lot of the Haftorah today. It says that who's going to come to Davin, come up to Hashem in the Mikdash? Who's the one that's going to come up there? Kol Basar. The Basar is going to come up there. So one who is Basar, one who's soft, like the Basar, right, is Rach and soft, he's the one whose tefillah will be Nishmat, not the one who is hard, right, like a rock. Amar Zer Basar Ktiv Bey, right, and it says by Basar Benirpa, right? Adam lokti v'nirpa. By Adam, it does not say v'nirpa. So what does that mean? What does it mean that by Basar it says v'nirpa, that they will be cured, right, or their tefillos will be accepted, but Adam is not written there. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Adam is Rosh Tevot, Efer, I'm sorry, I should stop there for a second, because they explain that Basar, which is soft, versus Adama, which is hard. And so the one who is soft, his tefillos will be nishmat, will be heard, and therefore benirpa, he will be healed. Whereas it doesn't say Adam, right, the person who is hard, the one who is hard, his tefillos will not be nishmat. That's why it does not say benirpa, it's a Adam.
So, the
pasuk is by right, very good, by Tzarat. Right, it says by the different types of Tzarat, if you look in Rashi, who quotes it over here? I think it's Rashi who quotes it over here, that Adam, where does he say, Lishtachabot, let's see, Ben Yirpa. Yeah, if you look in Rashi, Bashak Tzidim Ben Yirpa, five lines from the wide lines, five lines down in the wide lines. It's the end of a line. It says, Basak tibe v'nirpa. Basak yebo v'orosh chin v'nirpa. Right? It says over there, right? Basar, when we're talking about tzaraas, and it mentions basar, then it says v'nirpa. But when it says adam kiyeb or b'saro nega tzaraas, kiyedev adam loch tibe v'chaminayu v'nirpa. Anytime it mentions kiyeb adam, it never mentions v'nirpa. The lashon of curing is not there. The fee. Darkech atalameid. From that you learn. Mishu rak v'anav kibasar. One who is soft, right? And enough like the flesh. Karov lehitra bot mi isurim. It's closer to being cured from his isurim. Habayin alav. Mishu kashik adama. One who's hard like the earth. In rufu'ah v'makutav. Does not have a cure for his wounds.
And again, the conditions are asked the Shemra, which comes from the...
Very good. Which we're going to see in a second. The Gemara on the Amud Beis is going to actually mention that. Not mention it entirely, but hint to exactly what Shaul is suggesting over here, that Tzaraas might be involved with a person who's Yotsemi Mikomo, who oversteps his bounds, as the Gemara says, in listing out the number of things that cause Tzaraas, aside from Lashon Hara, the other one is overstepping one's bounds. Which is the Gashay HaRuach. Right, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Adam is Roshay Tevot, Efer Dam Marak. Basar is Roshay Tevot, Busha Srucha Rima. So again, there are, and Ikadamri, some people say that the shin in Basar is not Srucha, which we're using a shin and a samach, but rather a shin with Mishaol, Tichtiv Bishin. At that time, about the Genim. So not that this is literally what they mean, but rather that when a person thinks of Adam and Basar, which is the human being, he should remember where he's from and where he's going. Right? We're doing Pirkei Avos now. Because Me'ayin Bata is Adam, Efer, Dam, and Mara. That's the constitution of the person. Right? And where's he going, right, is Basar is Busha, that a person should be, right, humbled because Srucha Rima. They're going to the Srucha and the Rima in there. And interesting, I'll just read you a Rashi here, only because the Rashi is very interesting. He says, what is the Mara? Right? Mara, generally you translate as bile, right, from the liver. So Rashi translates three lines from the bottom in Rashi, it's the middle of the line. It says, Marahi lichluchit is the some sort of liquid. Mara yotzeh min hamirira shebekaveh, comes out of the, right, the mirira in the liver. Umitka beret badam, akol lefi hakadoshim v'shinu eitim. Its level moves up and down, right, in the body of a person based on the months and the seasons. Lefi hamachal shalchel, when he eats, v'yadeh v'yin chaleim v'nagayim v'machobot. And it determines whether a person is healthy or sick based on these changes in the level of mara in the person. Yesh shekorim v'divrei harofim, Mira Shkora, Vishik Korim, Mira Aduma. And among the doctors, there are those that call Mira Shkora, and Yishik Korim, Mira Aduma. Some call it black, and some call it red. It's just, I don't know.
What's Rashi doing?
Exactly. I don't know if he's referencing the...
I think he said that some bile is referred to by the doctors in Mira Shkora, and some bile is referred to by the doctors.
It was positive and negative bile.
When you're sick, you have Mira Shkora.
Oh, very good.
You have Mira
Aduma. So that was a contemporary belief in their time, right? A medical belief that there were good biles and bad biles, and you had to remove the bad biles, right? Some of the bloodletting was done for that to get rid of it. Okay. So that there are in the, oh, so, but he's describing, it's very interesting that he's quoting doctors here to describe that there's different types of good mirira, and I think that's a good explanation. So the right explanation is that good mirira and poor mirira. Just never seen Rashi quote doctors before, so very interesting. Wanted to point it out, it's an interesting Rashi. Alright, last line in the Gemara, Rashi, Klodam, Sheishbo, Gasar Ruach, Lasof Nivchat. That whoever has Gasar Ruach in the end gets deflated, right, or is reduced. So this is an MR. This is a show. Laseit ula sapakat. And the seit sapakat is by the Negaim. Right? The puzzle is used by Negaim. Pain seit alashon gvoah. And what is Seit? Seit is a lesson of heights. Shenemar, v'kol ha'arim ha'ramim, v'kol ha'gva'ot ha'nisa'ot. Right, that it says on all the, right, on the great mountains and the heights that are, the, you know, the exalted heights. So you see that the term nisa'ot means of an exalted level, of a high level. So that's about Seit. Then sepachat u'tfilah. And sepachat means, that, what is the meaning of sepachat? Means an addition. And nispach means something that's just added on at the end, right? U'tfilah is something that is secondary or lower. Shenemar, tzfacheni na elachat ha'kuhonot l'kol pat lachem. It's talking about Eli. When Hophni and Pinchas, his children, sin, Hashem says to him that I'm going to wipe out Eli. He says, I'm going to wipe out your lineage. They no longer will be called in Gdolim. And anybody who survives from your family will be Sparcheni Alachada Kunot Lechol Pat Lechem. They will be begging or attached to another family of Kohanim in order to get to get their Lechem that they're deserved of from the Kohanim. It won't be because of their own squish or their own family, but they will Nispach. They'll be Sparcheni. They will be added on to another family of Kohanim or Kohanim Gdolim. So you see the word Spach or Nispach, that is, I have low stature, added on, Tfeilah. So that was what the puzzle says. Lashayit, Ulusapata. One who is eight, one who is Goat will end up being like a sapakat, who in the end will be diminished, or red beats fila. And that's what the statement of Rashi is, and that will come well, fit well with what Shaul was saying. Then the I think it's Murin Erekin that mentions what are the seven things that bring on the tzaras. One of them is kasuta ruach, for someone who steps out of his place. And that's why the punishment for Saras is, but that Yeshev mechutz ha-machaneh. They must sit alone outside the machaneh so that he realizes where his place really is, meaning that he's no longer going to be hiding. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Bo-re'ei kamad dolim nimuchei ruach l'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See how great those that are humble before Hashem. Why? Shebashah shebeit ha-mikdash kayam adam makpiv olah star olah b'yado. Person brings a korban olah, right? He gets the star, bring in a korban olah. Mincha, star mincha b'yado. Brings mincha, he gets the korban olah. To get the value or the reward for bringing a korban mincha. Well, misha da'atosh feila malei akadu ki'ilu ikriv kol akabenot kulam. Someone who has da'asid, right, is a shveila. Then he gets specific with makib all the korbanot. Shenemar, zivchei elukim, ruach nishbara. What is the zivchei? Zivchei means in plural. All the zvachim. The zvachim of Hashem, what are the ones of the zvachim of Hashem? Ruach nishbara. The one who's, right, of a broken spirit. And the one who holds themselves in a low manner, not in a haughty manner, they are the zivchei elukim. Lod, el she'en tfilatonim eset. Not only is this as if he was makrikolak of an oath, but his tefillah will not be rejected. Shnema leib nishbar benitzkeh, right, the heart that is broken and down, trodden, elukim lo tibzeh. Hashem will not, right, reject or send away. Tibzeh will not, in bazam, it really means to denigrate. But meaning that Hashem will not reject such a tefillah, scorn, very good, that's a nice word for it, will not scorn such a tefillah. So again, that this is the opposite, or the culmination of what we've said till now, which is what? That Gatzis Ruach is a negative midah, and now the Rabbi Shulman Levi is speaking about the positive aspects of those that conduct themselves in a humble manner. And the last memorial here is Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi, another statement, someone who assesses his ways in this world will be Zokhu Baruch Hu Toshal Baruch Hu. You'll see the salvation of Hashem. Shneamar. Over there, the apostle says, Vissam Derech Arenu B'Yeshalukim. The one who follows, meaning Sam Derech, the one who places his way, right, here means following Hashem, Arenu B'Yeshalukim. We'll receive the salvation of Hashem. Altagri Vissam with a sin, but Ella Visham with a shin. Visham Derech means to assess his ways. The one who, right, assesses his ways and chooses the way of, right, of the proper way, the one who measures here, the Rishon to make it, another actually make the quote because it's from Pirkei Avos, and where the only days who had that is, he looks at mitzvah, right, star mitzvah can get hefseidah, and star, hefseid avirah can get, right, star, but the offset between the values. So the same thing here, sham means to assess the avirah and the mitzvah, the one who assesses his way, he will be, or in a b'yashalukim, will see the salvation of Hashem. Right now, the Mishnah comes back to a question that you raised when we were going to the Mishnah, right, that the Mishnah starts to say, Hagufa Kasha. The Mishnah itself seems to have an internal stira. It says, Amar, the Mishnah says, Amar la bifnei shnayim al tadabri im ishponi. Do not speak to such a man, that speak to this individual. Amar dibor stiros. Simply speaking is in violation of his kinoi, of his right warning. Vahadratani dibra imo adayin mutar la beta. Right, umutar la chol betruma. And the Mishnah says, well, if she speaks to him afterwards, she is still mutarit to her husband, and mutarit betruma. Alma dibor la kumu. Right, then that sounds like that dibor is not a problem. That speaking in itself is not the problem. And this is what you raised with me in the Mishnah, right? That she's being his warning not to speak, right? And yet speaking is not the issue. It's secluding that's the issue. So how do we solve this problem? So Amar Abai, Hafikama, Al Tidabri, right? If he says to her, don't speak, Vidibra, and she speaks to him, Al Tidabri, don't speak. Vinistera, and she secludes with him. Or, altisteri, he says, do not seclude with her, vidibraimo. Any of those combinations, adayim muter le beitam, muter le chol b'tshuma. And all of those combinations, you haven't done a proper kinoi, vistira. You're missing one aspect. Either the warning was wrong, because he warned her about speaking and not secluding, or the deficit was in what she did, meaning that she wasn't secluded with him, she only spoke to him. In all these cases, then she's still muter to her husband, and adayim whereas if he warns her not to seclude with him, and she does seclude with him, that's what causes the kinoi vistira. So now what, right, so what's going on here? Right, so what is it by, how's it by solving the problem? So the problem is, the real problem in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah uses the term divor in two different contexts, and it seems to mean different things in the context. Meaning that if you want to say dibur, and this is what I think the guy suggests in the Mishnah, the dibur comes from midaberet. Midaberet is which is a lashon that he in tahor, but midaberet literally means to right engage with another individual. It's like the Mark Suba uses midaberet, right? Does not mean to speak, but rather to engage or to be secluded or to have acts as inappropriate acts. Well, here it'll be inappropriate acts. So midaberet is a lashon of kashmish. Therefore, when it says, al tadabberet, or al tadabberi, im ishploni, al tadabri, it's proper look, but im ishploni, right, that is the reference, or the lashon naki, that he's using. So that's fine if you explain the Mishnah like that, but the problem is that the Mishnah later comes out and says, vidibra imo, and she speaks to him. And there, the Mishnah is clearly using the term vidibra, to mean what? To speak, to literally speak. So I think that's a Tosfos spends time on this here, explaining what it is. That they actually, so therefore, the Mishnah really has two ways of the Lewis and Dibor, and that's what Abai is saying in the end. The Dibor and the Mishnah really means two different things. That there's a Dibor, which means speaking in the Mishnah, and there's a Dibor, which means, like, Al-Tisteri in the Mishnah. And why does the Mishnah do that? The Mishnah does that to show you that the only way to get Kinui and Sirah is to have, what? That only when it is Kinui for Sirah, and Sirah literally. But if you have speaking, either in the Kinui, or speaking in the Sirah, neither of those are qualified kinui, that's not a qualified warning, and that's not a qualified Sirah. That's why the Mishnah, at least the way Tosfos learns the Mishnah, because it's not so clear what the Gemara is doing in the end, but that's what the Gemara does. The Gemara is mixing and matching the way to explain the word Dibur in the Mishnah, or not, that the Mishnah gives off an impression of mixing the term Dibur in the Mishnah, because it wants to show you that there's certain combinations that work, and certain combinations that don't work.
It says off the Dabi Ministra is one of the cases where Adayim Mutar Shlevesa.
Right, because there, Al Tadabri means literally, the literal interpretation of Tabri, which is speaking. Right, so that's what the Mishnah, that's what Abai is saying. Abai says that the term Dibur comes in two forms, right? If it's Dibur and literally speaking, or Dibur is the aspect of the Stira, neither of those qualify for Kinoya Stira. It's only when you have the Dibur, which is the Dibur of Lashon Naki, where he warns her not to isolate with her, and then you have the Stira of isolation. That is the proper Stira.
It's probably like this in a certain answer.
Right. I mean, what Joel is saying is correct, that Abai is trying to say what's missing between the lines in the Mishnah, and Abai is filling it in because of these two interpretations with Lashon Dibur will mean you have to fill in somehow to explain the gap between the two. Okay, so now, teammate, Koletzet. So the Gemara says, if he passes away, then, what? Koletzet, Ve'ena, Mit, Yavet. Right, very good. So she's not allowed to have Yibum here with it. So the Gemara says, Amai. Right? Why can't she be miyabim with him? Meaning that her husband's not here, and if you can be, we know in general, what's the principle of yibum chalitza, that they are right? They are, if you can't be Miyabim, you can't be Choleitzim, you can be Choleitzim, you can be Miyabim. They are two sides of the same coin. The fact that he has to be Choleitzim suggests that he could be Miyabim. Amar Yosef Amar Kura says the Yatsami Bito, Valcha, Vayital Ish Acher. Says that what? When you umatava ervatavar, you find in her a ervatavar, and there's a problem like in our case over here, the husband warned her and she has to be right here, had to umatava ervatavar, then he had some ibito, he had to leave your house, but has to be an outsider, the ishacher below the yabam, right? So it has to be an outsider, and a yabam with regards to this woman is not considered an outsider. Why is it that lashon of acher is a strangest? Because it could have just said vaital ish. That she can go out and meet anybody else. What does achter mean? What does the extra lesson of achter mean? It means that someone other than who she's connected to now. And the Yabam, since his power, the whole power of the Yabam comes from the Kiddushim HaRishonim, right? Rashi mentions this a number of times in the sugya here, that the whole power of the Yabam comes from the Kiddushim HaRishonim, from the original Baal Kiddushim. And that Baal, right, is now Kimatabai Tabai is going to separate from her. So too the Yabam is an achter. Here is not considered an achter. Here he's considered like the Baal. So he's considered like the Baal, then he's not allowed to engage with her.
If Yibum happens, it would hold. It would work.
Oh, you mean would it work? Oh.
Because it's implying that, I mean, it seems to be saying that what the Baal was going to do was get rid of her.
Right.
So he should do Chalitza in the Baal's place.
Right. That's the Gemara actually is going to say something. The Gemara is going to say, there is a Lashon like that, Isna Amri, that learns exactly like what you're learning here. That he steps in place of the Baal, and the Baal would have given it again, so he gives Chalitza, which the next Gemara is going to say exactly what you're saying. Isna Amri. I think at this point, what happens if he is Miyabim her? Is he only violate a law? Right? Vayital Ish Acher, or is he actually violating a Arayus? Which I maybe what I think you were hinting to, because here the restriction is not from the Yibum, but from the side Vayital Ish Acher, which comes from a restriction in the Pasuk.
If it would be like in a Arayus, then she would need
Chalitza. Oh. If he's strict from doing Yibum, then what do you need Chalitza? So he says, Amalei, this is what Daniel was suggesting, So Bai is the same thing. But if the husband was here, he would have to give a get. So it's over here, she can't go out with that Chalitza, because the Yavam is standing in the place of the Baal over here. When he's standing in the place of the Baal, he's going to do Chalitza instead of a get. So that's what you were suggesting. Beat down, Ray, Amar Rav Yosef. Well, some people say what the position of Yosef is, Rachman Amar V'yatzami Beito, Baal Chavayitali Shafer, the low listeray Levete. Why, after, when he's Matzabayar Batavar, why should he chase this woman out of his house? The Pasuk says get rid of her. Why? Because she's going to destroy his house, as we had before. Right? The Gemara says that Snut is Kekaria, right? What was it? Kekaria the Shumshum. Right? That it's like those that eat up the Shumshum and it destroys. It undermines the house. So here the Pasuk tells him get rid of her. And Atamar, and then you want this guy to bring him into her house? I mean, the whole reason the pasuk says, tells the husband, get her out of here, she's going to ruin your house. So we say, oh, you know what, why don't you take her into your house? They tell the Yavam to take her into their house. So I'm like, bye, let me out of Akher lo tinasei. So let this rape anything. All right. If this woman is so destructive, why are we letting her go marry anybody else? Forget about the Yavam, why would I marry anybody? So I'm like, hey, mikara minin la alei bela korkei. No, we don't force the other person to take her in as a wife. The other person has a choice. He wants to take this, we'll call her a destroyer, into his house. That's his choice. But by the Yavam, we're going to force him to take it into his house. That we can't do. We can't force this Yavam to take a destructive force into his house. Right? Well, that's the point. Well, that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Exactly. He does the least of a low to Yavam. That's exactly.
But even when he did Yavam, in action, is that forced to say? It was preferred.
Right, well, that's what Rashi says over here. Baal Korchei means because we are ma'atif, doing Yibum over Chalitza. Bigad Amri, Amr of Yosef, another position of Yosef, a kotab karo acher. Right? She ain't being Zuku, Shalishon. The pasuk calls him, you tell the ish acher, someone else. Someone else means that he wasn't, she was not appropriate for the first one, but rather for someone else. She said, oh, Rishon, Vito, Rishon, Vito, this guy got rid of her, and now this other guy took her into his house. And on the other hand, we're going to say to this Yobam, go ahead and take her into the house. Meaning that if she was an inappropriate zivug for the Rishon, right, then number one, right, the Yobam's power comes from the first marriage. If that was the inappropriate zivug, why would we force him to Yabim to continue it? I think you could even say, right, even more powerfully, that the whole point of Yibam is to uphold the house, right? It's even a beto, right? It's to build the house of the original husband. And over here, right, what are you trying to do? The husband is not a proper zivug. You're trying to separate them and interrupt the zivug. Trying to interrupt the zivug, then why are we going to try to have Yibam take place over here? So rather, let someone else take over the zivug. So Amar Leah Abaye, let me ask that he says, Acher, who make below Banim. This is very interesting. So what happens now? She goes and marries another party, right? She gets the first, or she leaves, gets Chalitza, she marries someone else. That person dies without children, right? So the Yabam that's waiting there, Lotit Yabay, I got them Karo Acher Gabay. I'm sorry, so why not, right, why should he be Yabim? Why should the second Yibam do Yibam? He's forced now to take in this woman who was called back there, who's she's a Risha in the house of the first guy. The second guy takes in this affair, this inappropriate woman, he takes her in, and now this last Yibam gets stuck with this inappropriate woman. Why should he have to do Yibam? So now, because of Karo Afer Gabe, die, because the person denigrates her with regard to him with regard to taking this woman. So Rashi says, me have a shame to have a Kaima. Rashi says, now, in the second marriage, since she behaved properly, she's now reacquired her good name, and since she's reacquired her good name, the Yabam, the second Yabam, has no claim. All right, I guess we'll stop here.